TalkZone.com!
TalkZone presents the Geek Speak Radio Show with your hosts, Henry and Romo. Your top spot for everything entertainment and pop culture, including TV, movies, comics, casting news, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Henry and Romo.
Uh-oh.
What?
Paper's flying everywhere.
I know.
We're back on the Geek Speak Radio Show.
I had fun with Ed Martinez.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Halloween is fun.
Special
I mean, you
effects.
Know that already.
Yeah, he kind of inspired me because, like, I'm an art geek as well, to maybe try some of the methods to make a really creepy creature.
Try it on Romo, see what
try
happens.
Try it on somebody.
Well, because if you do it on yourself and then you say, hey, Romo, what do you think? He's going to be running out of here, giggling all the way.
With his rosary, giggling, giggling.
Or I could just be look in the mirror.
What?
Does that mean? Just to say? Well, what? You don't have to do it. You just look in the mirror, Angel, and be there. The scary mask.
That's what I meant when when I said show it to Romo. It's like her looking in the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Oh, I get
oh,
it.
Oh, now I get it.
Anyway. Yes, that's our Romo. That's
sorry,
why God. We love him. So anyway, like I said, welcome back to the second hour of the Geek Speak Radio Show. No guests this hour, just us. But don't go anywhere. We have some good things to talk about. Mm-hmm. First of all, you guys sort of talked about, I listened to you guys yesterday. Again, I wasn't here because I had my mommy had an emergency, so I had to take her to the hospital really quick. She's fine. But yeah, I heard you guys, the replay, and by the way, Ed mentioned it also. The replays are there. I never mentioned it before, but I guess you guys know that by now. They are on TalkZone.com. They're archived on there. So if you missed anything, shame on you. Where were you? But if you did miss it for whatever reason, they're right there on TalkZone.com. But yesterday when I listened to you guys sort of mentioned the event a little bit.
Yeah.
But then you went on to something else.
Got sidetracked. Yeah.
So let's talk about the event episode 2.
All right, where do we begin?
Right here. I liked it.
I didn't watch it.
Because we got answers.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of answers. I mean, too.
When we watched the pilot a couple weeks before, there were a few friends that I talked to that said they weren't going to jump into this because they didn't want to invest their time in another show that's going to ask questions and never answer them. This one, literally 2 seconds into the show.
It was already answered.
There's your answer.
We already know where the plane went.
Yeah.
What happened to the people on the plane.
What the president is doing.
What the whole point of the event, what happened.
That reminds me. I heard that little conversation you guys had about the president.
Yeah.
He's not. What did you guys say? Colombian or whatever?
I said he's Cuban.
He's not anything. He's black. Blur Underwood. He's black. He's nothing but that. It'd be like having Damien casting him in Danny Trejo's role in Machete.
Well, there's black Cubans.
But he's not one of them.
So you're saying he's just not a Cuban at all.
And the other thing, and, you know, produces the show, take note of this. The other thing, if you're going to have a Latin character, make sure he can speak it fluently. Because he spoke it, and first of all, people who know Spanish, he said it a little backwards.
What did he say?
I forget, but it was backwards. Oh, I'll protect you. And then he followed up with, I'll protect you. So, well, if you're going to have him say it in English, why do we need the Spanish for? And especially if he's going to say it wrong. But that's just me nitpicking. But other than that, I liked the event. I like episode 2. I think I'm going to be hooked on this thing.
We're going to be moving forward.
But like I said, I like the fact, and we did finally get a hint, real big hint, that yes, it is about alien, not invasion, but just about aliens.
Yeah. What did you think about it when they told us that there were people exactly like us walking around, but they're different because they only have 1% of their DNA off than ours?
What did I think?
Yeah.
Please don't drop the ball.
I know, huh?
We've had stories like this before, and they went nowhere.
Huh.
Invasion, anybody? On ABC?
No, but what about this? I mean, did you see any similarities to other shows? I mean, I've been getting emails, and I do want to correct something. I said Lost, I mean, X-Files in one of the other shows. I only threw that out there because it had to deal with, extraterrestrial or aliens, but what I wanted to get to was... Was there any other shows that you thought that were very similar? Because I did see another mix between Heroes and Alias.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
How'd you see it as a Heroes?
What's that one guy? The one I said it was Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, Danko.
Danko.
Well, that was his character in Heroes. That's what I said, actually. We were watching it, and I turned to you and said, he's just become Danko again, because I forget his character.
He plays that same character that he did in Heroes. Hold on,
before we go anywhere else, one thing I do have to say about the event is, I don't worry me, because going back to Lost, when the pilot to our pilot aired way back 6 years ago, I right away knew Jack, Hurley, Kate. I knew everybody's character. Whether I cared about them or not didn't matter, but I knew their name.
Yeah.
Here,
all we want to know
is call him John Ritter. I call him Bill Underwood's character. Yeah. I call him, you know, who, John Ritter. Jason Ritter. That's his dad. I call him Danko.
Yeah.
I don't know their names yet. And that kind of troubles me a little, because I should start knowing the character's name by now. If they want me to invest, Jeff Loeb mentioned it when he was on, I got to care about the characters.
Yeah, you know what's very interesting about that is I think we all care about is what's the event. I mean, they've been
They're not going to give you that right away.
That's the promotions.
Otherwise,
show's
over.
But again, they're not really investing that much time in the promotions into the characters themselves. It's just, here's the event, and all we care about is the event and not the characters.
One good thing that Heroes did when it was still on is they did webisodes, they were called, on the internet,
yeah,
and they focused on all the characters, on Hero, on Ando even, on Peter Petrelli, both Petrellis actually, on the cheerleader, everybody. On Siler even. Here, you don't have any of that.
No.
So like I said, that's why I get their names, or I have it somewhere in front of me, I'm going to keep calling them Danko and whatever.
Or that guy.
But the point to that is, I think it was towards the end, when he told, here we go again, the Asian cop, I guess he is, who we now know is an alien, not spoiler alert, because everybody's seen it by now.
Oh. Yeah.
No, except for Angel.
Yeah.
See, but that's what you get for not doing your homework. When he told him, you know, go secretly, so the president doesn't know, go find them, you know who he meant, the aliens, go find the ones that are in hiding but walking among us. First thing I thought right away is, oh, sorry, and producer Dave hasn't seen it either, so the guy's an alien there. That's just one little spoiler that you guys haven't listened to anything.
Yeah, it's going to be packed this whole season with spoilers.
What was I saying? Oh, but when he told them that, and he said, go find them, first thing I turned to you and I said, he's Danko now, because that's exactly what he did in Heroes, is he had his secret police, which Claire's dad, HRG, he was pretty much that. But
he had his own secret agenda.
Because of his daughter was a hero, a superpower.
Yeah.
He wasn't really trying to find them.
Yeah.
Same thing with this guy. Now that we know he's an alien, is he really going to find them? And when he does, what's he going to do with
them? What's cool about the event is now I'm questioning a lot of the characters, castmates, people that are involved in the show. I'm guessing. I'm like, are they an alien? Are they an alien? Like, I'm not really sure who's involved as being an alien, because they're so infested or infected in our own society.
Yeah.
Well, infected because, you know, you get the point. Because they're trying to take over.
Well, we don't know that.
Maybe they're trying to help us.
No, then that's V. You could go to that show.
We don't know.
Well, no, I mean, the whole thing in this thing is the event. There's got to be some big event. You don't just call a show The Event and then just the event be, oh, surprise, somebody's birthday party.
I think the event is exposing and
big hint. And I don't know anything. I'm just saying big hint. And the title, the E, is backwards. That's all I will say.
Ooh.
Now, another one that really reminded me of a lot of things, it premiered last night. It was called No Ordinary Family on ABC.
Liked it.
That was with Michael Chiklis. And I kept calling it, while we were leading up and talking about the shows, I kept calling it The Incredibles live action.
Yeah.
It's called No Ordinary Family. Well, I'll start with you guys. Who saw it, first of all?
I saw it twice.
Angel?
Didn't get a chance to see it. I was watching some
cartoon.
Baseball.
But what did you think of baseball?
No wonder you fell asleep. I love baseball.
Yeah, like I said, no wonder you fell asleep. First place or not. But what did you think of it?
I loved it. I liked how they gave, you know, you already knew that they're just an ordinary family with problems themselves. And, you know, I saw this disconnect within the family right off the bat when I was watching it. And I liked how, I mean, I don't want to do any spoilers at all, but once their accident happened.
Wait. Because it just happened a night ago, and you know how things work today. People have them recorded on their DVRs, and they may not have seen it yet. So,
Spoiler alert.
Go ahead.
All right, let's just say there's an incident where, should I say it involves an airplane crash? All right, there we go. I said it.
Everything happens with the airplane.
It's easy. But when they return home, that's when they discover that they have these powers. And I love the fact that through their discovery with their powers, it brought the family back together. Given that there was a lot of twist, that I'm really liking it. It's cool because it's really done well, man. These superpowers are really cool. It's not like your average
Bear?
TV show. It's just like, it's really cool. I feel like I was sucked into a movie. And the special effects were great. I liked it.
Did it give you kind of the Incredibles feel?
Yeah.
It did? Totally, but in a good way, like kind of more modern?
Well, you mean live action?
Live action, but more modern, possibly situations. I haven't seen it yet.
The Incredibles is modern for me, but I think that...
But what they deal with, they're not dealing with like monsters or anything...
No, what's cool about it, it's like a superhero show / cop drama kind of thing, that they're out catching criminals and, you know, they're actually being superheroes and trying to stop crime. Well, I'm not going to get into it because I know that's what's going to happen later on, but we already know that there are protagonists and antagonists, the villains and the superheroes already there. So I kind of see that happening, which I'm liking.
What'd you think of it, Henry? Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, actually. Very flat. Didn't do anything for me.
Whoa.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man, really? I think that you could have been in the movie.
I mean,
the TV show.
Fixing it?
That too.
No, this is why. It felt very flat because, number one, every single scene, my wife watched it with me, but every single scene, we said, oh, that's the Fantastic Four again. Except... change the spaceship, the rocket, to a plane. But, you know, the family of four comes back out, and Michael Chiklis pretty much is playing the thing again.
Yeah.
His own face this time. The good actor. I've liked him in everything, The Shield and everything that he's done. But, you know, he's playing the thing again.
I didn't really see that any Fantastic Four. I get it, but I saw more of the Incredibles than anything.
I didn't see nothing incredible. Incredibles are incredible about it, quite honestly. The second thing, again, for the second time this week on the show, I said, don't drop the ball. One of the reasons, and Tim Kring, if you're listening, everybody's tried to tell you, including NBC, this is why Heroes is no more. But one of the biggest mistakes Heroes made was they messed up on the villains. Because everybody got excited. Okay, we had the origin stories. We know everybody's, you know, Peter Petrelli can take everybody's powers, Soak and Siler.
Yeah.
Claire, the cheerleader.
Yeah, this is pretty much an origin story right now.
Hero can time travel, all that. We had all that. Now, what's the point? Well,
there has to be a fight.
What can you
do? We have villains coming.
Yeah.
And they did nothing with that in season two. It went nowhere, that story. That's why people started going away. And everybody started getting powers, and then there was no surprises because, you know, the mailman that the Hero bumps into, he probably has some kind of power. That's what kind of writing it got to. That was the problem with it. Here, again, spoiler alert, because... towards the end of the show, it's not a villain or anything, but it's revealed that one of the guys that one of the robbers has superpowers.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want to ask.
You're
supposed to ask, how does he have them or not? You assume it's the pilot because you never saw him come out. But what I thought is, okay, fine. We have a family of superheroes or superpowered people. What are they going to do with it? The thing, see, here we go again. I don't know his name again. But... Michael Chiklis' character, he's
the one that's going around trying to stop crime.
He's Hero.
Yeah.
Because what's Hero known for? Yatai! I got the powers, I did it. He was the only one, and even they wrote that line, great line in season one where he said, hey, you know, it's no coincidence that my name is Hero and I have these powers.
Yeah.
But he embraced his powers. Michael Chiklis is the only one that's excited about this stuff. The two kids didn't impress me at all. They were like straight out of Central Casting. You know, the teenager has teenage angst about being a teenager. The other kid is a quiet kid. Angel is a quiet kid who, you know, doesn't do anything. Oh, I have no powers. I guess I'm the dumb one of the family. Angel, yeah. The dumb one of the family.
So you're saying it's very typical storyline writing
and characters.
Yeah, that's what I said. It fell flat. There was nothing that stood out. That's why I said in the middle, don't drop the ball, because this does have a lot of... I didn't say it's a bad show. It's very predictable and it's very flat.
Yeah.
And just don't drop the ball with it. You have a lot of potential to do what heroes couldn't do with a superpowered family. Because look at the box office. Everybody wants to see Kick-Ass. Everybody wants to see the Avengers and Captain America and Thor and all, and the Spider-Man movie. Everything that's coming out, everybody wants superheroes.
Yeah.
Look how excited you were a second ago when we were talking to Adam Kubert, because he worked on Ultimate X-Men.
I know, right?
So people like superpowers. we get comedies, Modern Family. We get cop shows, Undercovers, and everything else that's out there. But we don't have genre TV shows in prime time. This is one of them. Just don't drop the ball is all.
Wow. Man, that is very true. I mean, it is flat, but I do love it.
So one thing we do love also is knowing what's going on out there. So let's find that out. We'll come back. We'll talk about shows that are on tonight. I guess we'll mention the name J.J. Abrams and some other stuff. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Geek Speak Radio Show Buzz Report for Wednesday, September 29th. Here's what's buzzy now. Right now, Josh Holloway will be in Mission Impossible 4, which won't be a Mission Impossible and not a 4, but will have Tom Cruise, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, and Jeremy Renner. No word on what role Josh will be playing, should he choose to accept the mission. Sherlock Holmes 2 has finally found someone to fill Professor James Moriarty's shoes, and it is Jared Harris. Jared, the son of the late Richard Harris, is best known for his role as Lance Price on Mad Men, and of course, David Robert Jones in Fringe. RDJ and Jude Law are back, of course, and Stephen Fry will be joining the cast as Holmes' brother, Mike Roth. Sam Raimi's Stars Road Productions is developing 3 new TV shows for 3 different networks. The first is Smokers for Fox, about a blue-collar extraterrestrial hunters, to be written and produced by Brian K. Vaughan. Lancaster is a crime drama being developed for CBS about a Scotland Yard detective who joins the LAPD. And finally, an untitled ABC Studios project dealing with a female assistant DA who moonlights as a vigilante. On Saturday, October 23rd and Monday, October 25th, AMC Theaters will host a special screening of Back to the Future, celebrating the iconic film's 25th anniversary. Your ticket purchase will include a full-size poster commemorating the 25th anniversary limited release of the movie, and each AMC Theater hosting the event will be giving away special movie-related giveaways prior to the movie as part of the experience. The timing of these screenings happens to coincide with the release of the Back to the Future trilogy on Blu-ray on October 26th. Talk about back in time, huh? DC Comics has a new editor-in-chief and vice president, and it is industry vet Bob Harris. He had been editor-in-chief at Marvel from 1995 to 2000, which makes him the only person to hold the EIC title at the 2 biggest comic book publishers. That's what's buzzing right now, and that's the Geek Speak Radio Show Buzz Report. Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
The talk of planet Earth. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Back to the Geek Speak Radio Show.
One of the most important things in your life.
On TalkZone.com.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Here's Henry and Romo.
And Angel, too. Welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show. Damien's summer.
Someone catching tape.
Or Z. Welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show. We are talking TV shows. Let's talk about, preview a little bit. Undercovers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty well known. We made it well known last week that none of us were that impressed by it.
Yeah.
Lens flares and everything were there, so it's a JJ thing for sure.
It's kind of the same way how I felt, the way you felt about No Ordinary Family. I felt the storyline was very flat, predictable, and unimpressed.
Are you willing to give it a try tonight?
Well, yeah, what else is on? I mean, you know, it's just,
Modern Family, hello.
Well, of course I'm going to watch Modern Family, but at that time slot, 9 o'clock, I'm going to, you know,
I actually got a couple of emails.
Thursday.
I actually got a couple of Thursdays.
Yeah,
Wednesdays.
Wednesday.
Young lady, you are confusing me.
Oh, my God. I'm just, like, ready for Thursday. I'm sorry.
What do you call it? I got a lot of emails from people asking me, well, you talked about it.
Yeah.
You didn't really say whether you liked it, you hated it, but are you going to see Bleep My Dad Says Again?
Yes. I know I am.
Well, I know I'm not. I might as well. I'm going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm, you know, streaming it online, but not at that time spot. I'm going to watch something else.
Yes, I am going to watch it.
And
okay.
Why?
For me,
I had to soak that in and be like, and why? You said there were so many things that you said negative about it.
No, that you're not paying attention. That was no ordinary family.
No, I mean, my dad.
No, I didn't say anything about it. That's why I said you didn't really. That's what the emails, a couple of the emails said that last week with the, during the premiere. I didn't really say one way or the other whether I liked it, hated it, or anything. So, I did say I'm in the middle. Not to show the middle, like that one too, but I'm in the middle with this. It didn't impress me, but it didn't disappoint either.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, including producer Dave, told me that the reviews are in the toilet. The show should be in the toilet. But I don't know. I'll give it a chance.
I'm also like in the middle because I love William Shatner, and the storyline's like, okay, kind of been done before. There's kind of some cheap jokes in there, but you have Will Sasso and Nicole Sullivan from Mad TV. I think that's also what's making me want to watch it.
No, because for me, what really matters is the son, Henry. I do like his name. See, I remember his name. I wonder why. But there's not that much chemistry between William Shatner's character, the dad, and the son.
But I think what makes the show and why everyone is drawn to the show is William Shatner. I mean, really.
He's cute.
I mean, if they can play
adorable.
His character, if they can tell his character, tell the story of him, and his character really
is.
Well, then
I was thinking
sell.
About this. You know really what the problem is with that show?
What?
It doesn't do what Modern Family does, and apparently what No Ordinary Family does also, is in Modern Family, it breaks and whoever, any member of the family, sits in the couch or wherever and they talk to the camera. We don't know who's filming. We don't know who they're talking to. It's called, what do you call it?
It's kind of like their little video journal. They're talking to a therapist or something. We are their therapist.
Kind of like the mockumentary.
Breaking
thing.
The third wall is what it's called. When you talk to the audience, Will Smith used to do it a lot in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when that series was on.
Yeah, even Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, and not even saying it, but just and where do you think they got it from?
Right.
It's somebody says something and Will just give you his Will look at the camera, but we're all in on the secret.
yeah.
But Bleep My Dad says that one needs this really bad. Because the show was based off a Twitter account. The first show that's based off a Twitter account. The kid, Henry, the real kid.
So they need to show Henry as the main character and showing him, he's tweeting something.
He wrote a book, and it's called, Shat, My Dad Says, the real word. You guys know what it is. Bleep My Dad Says, Bleep My Dad Tweets is the name of the book. And it's basically just tweets that came from his dad that he found dumb and amusing in a dumb way. And they published that and people liked it, and apparently CBS thought it would be good enough to be a hit. And just for a good measure, they bring back one of their old stars, William Shatner, for it. And I still think they should call it Shat, My Dad Says. But
clever.
This show, it really would benefit from having that, where, a Henry or the William Shatner character, but I think it would be better, the Henry character, in between whatever William Shatner's saying, do that. Break that third wall and have him talk to him. It's like, do you guys hear what he just said? Am I hearing things? Or that would help this show
a lot of comedy shows do that, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
like The Office does that.
Yeah, they break that third wall, and it's something that, I see where
it just gives it a way for the audience to connect with the character even more.
Yeah, and that's what's important.
So, that's tonight. Undercovers, I'm going to watch it again. I'll give it a chance. Modern Family, big one tonight. There was a complaint last season during the finale.
Which one?
The finale.
What was it about? I mean, I saw it, but I want to know what the complaint was.
When Cam came back from driving Mitch,
now I know.
When,
what? The kiss.
Yes. We are going to see a big kiss tonight with one of the characters. You've seen the promos out there, and they show, who do they show? They show, not Cam, they show.
I mean, they kiss sometimes, don't they? I mean, just a little
on the
peck.
Cheek, yeah.
No, like a full on making out.
ABC Studios is billing that as the kiss of the season. And they show the kids, so you're thinking it's something with the kids, and Phil and Claire are gonna get crazy. But it's not.
Yeah.
You'll have to tune in tonight on ABC, 9 o'clock, to find out what that kiss is. So that's tonight. Modern Family, huge, huge ratings.
I'm still not
last
over.
Week.
I think it was Mitch. He got stuck in the castle.
Yeah.
I'm still not over that.
So huge, huge ratings. Great start again this season for Modern Family. So that's on tonight at 9 o'clock. Undercovers at 8 o'clock on NBC. Bleep My Dad Says on CBS 8:30. So that's what's on tonight. Tell you what.
What?
at the risk of getting bleeps, my listeners say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Emails, I mean. I'm going to talk about Star Wars a little bit. I'm going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit Star Wars. Don't get crazy. I know you just finished the book, but don't get crazy, the Wookiee book. So everybody calm down. If you don't want to hear Star Wars, then go away.
No, I think they should stay for this.
Yeah, right. Somebody hates Star Wars. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
GeekSpeak Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Radio and the Internet.
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. And now, more of the GeekSpeak Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Henry and Romo.
Hello. How are you? Getting ready for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Hey, mate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the GeekSpeak Radio Show. Okay, so I warned you guys.
Yeah.
If there's anybody that doesn't like Star Wars,
well,
you wouldn't be listening to the show anyway.
Right.
So, big announcement we had at Star Wars Celebration 5.
Yeah.
All the movies are coming on Blu-ray. How about another one?
Yeah, in
3D. They're all coming in 3D. You got to learn timing, big man.
No,
they're
but
all
it,
coming
I mean,
in 3D.
We all knew that. I mean, it was in the Buzz Report, and that's where, man, can you believe it? 3D now. I mean, the whole point of how they're going to be doing this is the first one is going to be Phantom of the Menace, and that's going to be coming out.
You keep saying that. It's the Phantom
Menace. The Phantom Menace.
Menace.
Well, it's because I watched Phantom of the Opera. That's probably why. And it's a space opera, so I get them both mixed up. But you said in the Buzz Report that...
Yeah, Darth Vader really looks like the Phantom. I would get him mixed up, too.
No, but you said in the Buzz Report that next year they're going to have the Phantom Menace in 3D. What do you even say? I mean, for me, I'm speechless, you can see right now. I mean, how do you even...
We can hear, we can't
well,
really see
right,
it.
Yeah. But given that they're going to go through 1 through 6 from the prequels to the classic era...
Well, let me elaborate a little on that. I didn't go into detail on the Buzz Report because I on purpose left it that way so we could talk a little bit about it. Why are you throwing papers at me, young
He's
man?
Frustrated.
Frustrated because of this. The 3D thing.
He loves Star Wars that much. He's throwing stuff at me.
Don't, the force blowing
get away. Don't
papers.
Throw Angel. So let me elaborate on this a little bit. The way it's going to work is it's official. The announcement was made by Lucasfilm and George Lucas that they are going to come. All six movies are going to come in order year by year.
Yeah.
2012, next year. Early 2011.
Yeah.
Trying to skip 2011. 2011, we're going to have The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
And the report says that depending on how it does at the box office, they'll release the next of them. A couple of things right there, first of all, is if you're going to release a Star Wars movie, you better release A New Hope or Empire Strikes Back, which
That's
is what everybody's waiting for.
Yeah, everyone wants
Because
to
if you're going
to
go on how it's going to do in the box office, this is not 1999. Back then, we hadn't had a new Star Wars
in
17-something years.
Yeah.
Of course, it made a lot of money because it's a new Star Wars. We didn't know what it was. Now,
we know what it is.
We know what it is. And to quote Jeff Goldblum's character in Jurassic Park, that is one big pile of, you know, the rest.
Yeah.
The title of William Shatner's show.
Yeah.
And so people may not go because of that. Second of all, after that, the fact that it's in 3D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody Isn't says, I hate 3D. Third, add this. It's post-3D.
Yeah,
meaning it's added afterwards
because
it wasn't filmed or, as Cameron puts it, natively authored in 3D.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to be converted into 3D, and we've all seen the products of it with the Clash of the Titans.
Fourth,
I mean,
it's George Lucas, and he's being George Lucas about it. That kind of double.
Well, I mean, they converted Transformers 2 into tried to, but.
No, what I'm saying is he's already talking in the George Lucas way, which means. Well, let me see if I can do the George Lucas voice. Kind of sounds like Kermit the Frog. Well, we're gonna do the film one at a time because it takes about a year for the Transformer thing to happen. Went from George Lucas into me, but that's basically what he's saying, that it's gonna take a year, you know, year to year because it takes that long to do it.
Yeah.
Now, really? Because I recall, and matter of fact, it was in one of the Buzz reports, and it was a kind of a big story around here, around the geeks that went to see Clash of the Titans, and people were talking about it in WonderCon because it was that weekend.
Yeah.
Clash of the Titans, the decision to make that 3D was made literally about 3 weeks before it was released.
Yeah.
It took them 3 weeks to do it. But then look at the results.
Yeah. Yeah. So just imagine if it's going to be done the whole year to spend their time and quality into making it into 3D. You know, it could be a success, but why? I mean, you're going to start it off with The Phantom Menace. I mean, obviously,
I've mentioned many times that this whole 3D thing, sorry, Cameron, it's not your idea. It was George Lucas's idea.
Yeah.
I always think back to 2003, 2004, whenever it was at Show West in Las Vegas when he showed parts of A New Hope in 3D. Everybody was there. Cameron included was there. Robert Rodriguez was there. Ridley Scott was there. They showed parts of Alien. They showed parts of Lord of the Rings. Peter Jackson was live via satellite.
Yeah.
But they showed parts of their movies in 3D without the glasses. Everybody went crazy. Wow. They lost their voices screaming because they're ready for that. But now here comes this. Funny how they rested a few years, kept it quiet, and all of a sudden, oh, here's this in 3D. But you have to put the real D glasses. They could have started calling it real D, not 3D. But it's still the same thing. It's not red and blue glasses like before when you went to see Jaws 3D, but it's still, you used to have to put the glasses on. The one they saw back then.
You didn't need no glasses.
No, it was just coming literally out of the screen, and it felt like you were in the hallway with R2 and 3PO. It felt like you were in the mountain with the hobbits and Gandalf.
Now, was it digitized? And I mean, not digitized, but was it, you know, like in Inception, how the effects, you really feel like in front of an IMAX theater, you get the experience that you really feel like you're in. It's very detailed, very crisp, really high definition. Was it a high definite?
I wasn't there. I didn't see the picture quality. It was just the way people wrote about it. They went crazy.
Huh. Well, now
you bring up a good point.
Yeah, that does.
Go crazy with this.
Yeah.
No, you bring up a good point, however, because I've mentioned to both of you that on the PS3. It doubles as a Blu-ray player. When I put in The Phantom Menace, it looks really, really fake. It looks like a cartoon almost. It cleans it up that much. Because most real top-quality Blu-ray players have the up-convert feature that they have on their built-in, which means that when you put in your old DVDs, it makes it look, you know, 1080i quality at least. 1080p is pristine.
Yeah,
1080i is like what TV broadcasts are, HD broadcasts are. But it looks like a cartoon. That's why I'm sort of hesitant to jump on board everybody bandwagon cheering on the Blu-rays are coming, the Star Wars Blu-rays are coming. So, I don't know.
I think the Blu-ray is going to be great. I mean, I want it. I mean, that's what I'm going to buy. But that alone is going to be great. I'm not really going to give that much time invest so much into this 3D thing. Well, it is going to affect everything.
No, in fact.
3D isn't affecting the Hollywood industry as we speak.
Thank you, James Cameron.
But, you know, I'm not. Will you be there, Henry?
Where?
In line to watch it.
No.
So are you saying that let's just hypothetically say if they realize that by looking at the box office and that The Phantom Menace didn't do so well, then why do it? So what happens if they bring the prequels in the classic era and, you know, bring in Star Wars A New Hope and just bring in 3 through 6 and have that converted into 3D, knowing that a lot of people would want to go to watch it. Will you be there in line?
No. In Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, part of the reason why the Jedi's disappeared was because the dark side was right in front of him the whole time, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, Darth Sidious, the Emperor as we know him, and eventually Darth Vader in the form of Anakin. The Jedi were wiped out because it was right in front of their face, but they failed to see it. Let's bring this to the real world. George Lucas wants to release them 1 year at a time, blah, 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 blah. There is a dark side out there that I don't know if he knows exists or not. It's called iPhones, smartphones that can have video recorders. They will be out before anybody else can get them. Also, the other thing, when you have employees who are not always happy, no matter how hard you try to keep them happy, they're going to sneak part of the scenes. Because it happened before.
Yeah.
As they were making the prequels.
Yeah, they were.
And that's how people knew that the Phantom Menace isn't that great.
I remember they did that with the Clone Wars. And the Attack of the Clones. Yeah, that's another one. It's not good.
And so people, Phantom Menace, is, first of all, is not going to make that much money.
Yeah.
Because, I have an app on my new phone.
And so.
Really? And
the other thing is, like, opening weekend, whenever it does come out, probably March, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Next year. About 2 hours after you get out of the theater, it's going to be on everybody's computer and phone.
Most likely true.
But it's not going to be in 3D, though. I mean, given that everyone wants to go in to,
you never know.
Experience 3D feel.
And the other thing is, what's the point? I mean, what are you going to have in 3D? Pod race? The pod cars coming at you?
That's true, right? There's really nothing in that was shot and were meant to be in 3D as well.
So you don't really lose anything.
And the other thing that people forget, maybe, I don't blame him for it, but you really want Jar Jar Binks in 3D?
In your face?
No.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
Yeah, think about that. In the meantime, we'll be back.
Geekspeak Radio Show will be right back. Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more. TalkZone.com. TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth. Calling all fanboys. It's time to get back to the Geekspeak Radio Show on TalkZone.com with your hosts, Henry and Romo.
And we're back on the Geekspeak Radio Show. Now that I have made it for sure that George Lucas will never come on the Geekspeak Radio Show, let's move on to something else. Well, sort of. Let me ask you this before we finish the 3D talk.
Sure.
Don't get crazy with it. I don't want lists like you guys did yesterday, but one movie, any genre, if you could be converted to 3D and you can watch it, then it would work, and you were guaranteed that it would work, what movie would you pick? Angel, go first.
The Exorcist.
Romo.
Oh, man.
Giggling already. Romo, go.
This is a tough one. Man. You know what? I'm just going to – what's popped in my Matrix, the first one.
Okay. All right. So what else should we – oh, wait.
What about you?
Yeah, you.
Aliens, the original.
Oh, that's so cool.
But you know what's very funny about the Matrix? It was felt like you were already there in 3D.
I said we're not going to do lists.
Sorry.
You got excited there.
I did, right? Freaked out right.
See,
there.
It's always you guys who do this. We start talking about lists. No, what was the greatest movie? What is this? What is that? And they take hours and hours. You remember when we, thousands of years ago, when we did the Mount Rushmore of movies, we ended up with Mount Vesuvius because you couldn't just do four greatest movies ever.
Yeah, that's true.
But talking to Ed Martinez a minute ago, and we mentioned the Spirit of Halloween thing, and we're going to go on. Let's talk about that just a little bit because we are running almost out of time. We're going to start it officially on Friday. We sort of kicked it off today because, you know, we got, what, a couple of days left, a few hours actually left in September if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah.
The nights are going to get darker now.
Things are going to come out at night.
Colder. Finally. It's freaking hot here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But it's going to get colder. Leaves are going to turn orange.
The fog's going to
roll
in.
That's just because the kids are spraying it with their spray cans. Life in the city. Don't you love it? No, but that's what's going to happen pretty soon. And here, like I've been mentioning and getting you guys ready for it, we're going to do the Spirit of Halloween. Now, Ed and I got into it a little bit, and that's basically what it is. What does Halloween mean to you guys? Because, like I said, it's been perverted a lot. Like Ed said, it's been commercialized too much. I mean, you go to any supermarket, any store like Target or one of those stores, all you see is the Halloween decorations. September 1st.
They're already out?
I'm already seeing them now.
And it takes away from what Halloween used to be. I remember, matter of fact, I still have this new tradition that it started in my family. Now I keep it in my family, my wife, my kids.
What's that?
Tomorrow after we finish with Chloe on Friday.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to get out the Halloween decorations. October 1st, we spend the whole day putting them up all over
cool.
the house. This year, I want to bring some here in the studio just so we can scare you.
We get some pumpkins, too?
Yeah, well, maybe.
One thing I like is, is carving pumpkins. Yeah.
That's also become a tradition with our family. He's going to Ed was alluding to it. I knew what he was talking about. The pumpkin patches, Half Moon Bay.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they
are.
They have the
field of just pumpkins.
So, and actually, they may contact them, and maybe they may come on here, and it's just really, really fun.
Yeah.
Part of that perversion also of Halloween is, like I said, the commercialization of it. And also, like I said, another chance just to be unpaid prostitutes. I'll put it that way.
Wow. All right. You're alluding to the fact that it's become Mardi Gras and that, you know, it's an excuse for
girls,
people.
Well, some girls.
Well, I mean, it's fun for them, right? But usually just, you know, they all go to bars and it's become this club thing. It's become a Mardi Gras, another Cinco de Mayo, another
excuse
for everyone just to dress up the way they do and just get drunk. And it's not, I mean,
it just ruins it for the kids too.
Well, that too, right? Well, normally it's for the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to be 27 years old and going around houses and saying trick or treat and dressed up in a costume. You never know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, didn't you guys ever get that told? I mean, when you guys were a kid, no one told you that?
No, never.
It's only for kids.
That's what I mean by the spirit of Halloween, because people got into it. And it didn't matter if you were 50 years old or 5 years old.
Well, maybe because
they loved it.
Maybe because a lot of it has to do with a lot of kids nowadays. Some of them don't even dress up. I mean, they just go to their house and they're just dressed up all up in black and trick or treat. I'm like, that's not fun.
I know
giving you candy.
For a fact that they don't, because I remember in my son's school, Halloween is a big event still.
Yes, it is.
And there are some kids who just go there wearing their uniform or just nothing.
And there's kids also that just wear a mask, and that's not, I mean, don't come to my house during Halloween because I won't give you, I'll give the kids who are dressed up something, but I don't give the kids who are just wearing a mask. And you put no time or effort into their costume. I like Halloween. I've always liked the month of October.
But sometimes it's not always about just the costumes. It's like sharing experience, like going at home and like talking about your experience, like ghost stories or supernatural stuff. Talking and exchanging stories.
It's not for Roma because.
No, but I'm getting at there's some part of Halloween where there's kids that don't celebrate it. And when they do, you know, they do it bad. They don't participate, you would say, in the festivities and ruin it for everyone.
Part of the traditions of Halloween, everybody knows, is that's why it has trick or treat in it.
Yeah.
It's a trick. So they're papering your tree, not your house, your trees.
Egg in your house.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
Now it's turned into shooting people instead of egging them. And I have the police reports though that prove that. That's what it's turned into today. That's, again, what Ed and I were talking about, the perversion of Halloween. And that's not at all what I want to do with the Geek Speak Radio show. What I want to do, like I said, is talk about, number one, we'll talk about it probably a little bit right now, and then we'll definitely do it tomorrow.
You are right about that, though. Hoodlums just ruining it for everyone.
Yeah, and talking about the history of Halloween when it was still called Samhain. Ed called it Samhain, but it's actually pronounced Samhain. There is a movie out on probably out on DVD, and you can probably get it in your Netflix instant stream somewhere. It's called Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Directed by Michael Dougherty, who also wrote Superman Returns, but don't hold that against him. He's really good at what he does. This one, it takes the history of Halloween, Samhain, and creates a little character called Sam. And you guys have probably seen the cover to the DVD or seen the picture of him. It was just a little kid, literally, because it was a little kid playing him, in red pajamas with a pumpkin on his head. In the movie, it does get cut open, the pumpkin, and there's something in there. I won't spoil it. You guys got to go out and get it.
Yeah.
But you'll love it. It's a very, very good movie, and it's a collection of stories. It's one movie, one complete movie, but it's interwoven with different stories, urban legends, you can call them even.
Yeah.
But they're legends dating all the way back to the history of Halloween, but with a modern twist, starring Anna Paquin, Brian Cox, both from X-Men, also Dylan Baker, as the Lizard, should have been the Lizard in the Spider-Man movies.
Uh-huh.
They all star in that movie, so it's a very good movie. As a matter of fact, it's become one of my favorite Halloween movies, just like everybody watches their Christmas movies,
mm-hmm.
like Christmas Story and all those. And like we had the other day from the Charles M. Schulz Museum, The Great Pumpkin. It's mm-hmm. The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It's a tradition to watch that. Now my tradition is The Great Pumpkin, but also Trick or Treat.
Nice.
It's that good a movie. But like I was saying, that we're going to talk about that, the history of Halloween, when it was still Samhain, where it came from the Celtics, those traditions.
Mm-hmm.
the pagan traditions, all of that stuff. We're going to talk about it here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have some historians, Halloween historians on. I am arranging all that stuff right now. And of course we'll have interviews with the stars, directors, writers of the scary movies, the ones that Romo doesn't go to see unless we drag them to him. We're going to have talks with them. But before we do, we may not have a lot of time during those things because I do plan on having October be jam-packed with guests.
Yeah.
So we may not have a lot of time for us. So let's start right now before we run out of time today. Let's start with Angel.
Yeah.
What does Halloween mean to you?
Kind of going back to what Romo said, or what I was talking to him about, it's for me, it's a chance to sit down, talk to people, be like, oh, I had this experience, paranormal experience, or I heard about this, just kind of recreating urban legends or talking about it. Me, it's an important time to share stories and to also, you know, share that experience with the kids, you know, helping them get their costume ready, giving out candy. Candy apples, always my favorite.
Let me interrupt for a second.
Get away from everyday life.
Both of you, what's more fun? Making your costume or going out and buying one?
Making your costume.
And I know how to make clothes, so I'm going to make costumes this year.
And now that we have Ed Martinez as a friend, he can help me make the
makeup
mask.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I love about Halloween is the process that goes into your costume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going someplace just to buy it, you know, it takes a lot of thought, you know, being very original too. But what I like about Halloween is, for me, it makes me feel like I'm a kid again. I mean, I like participating in the festivities. Like I said, you know, going out trick or treating.
Do you bob for apples?
Bob for apples. I mean, making popcorn balls.
You know, the best tradition that, and you guys are more than welcome to come with us,
is what?
Walking through the pumpkin patch and picking your pumpkins.
Yeah,
that too. Making pumpkin pies. And also,
then
what?
Well, it had to be food with rum.
Yeah.
But carving those jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, but one thing that I always loved, I mean, did when I was younger, was make your own haunted house at your house and have kids come. I'm trying to decorate your place to be the scariest house on the block, scaring kids as well. And all that stuff together is what made Halloween for me. And now, I mean, for me, I haven't done anything within Halloween in a while because it's been here in the city and everyone has an excuse to go to a bar or... which is kind of lame, but...
You keep saying that. It's not going to the bar. It's going to a club.
Or to a club, dressed a Halloween, you know, themed club. But
the sluttier, the better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
But for me, I like, on Halloween night, you could see me, you know, I'll be at home watching, popping a good scary movie, have some popcorn, just chill, relax, and that's it. That's my night, you know. Not trying to go crazy, you know. You know, I don't want to wind up in jail, but that's pretty much it.
Well, something that's going to happen tomorrow, Thursday, September 30th, the last day of September.
Yeah.
Unofficially kicking off Halloween, a few hours early, depending on where you are. Fathom Events. You know what those are?
I know what that is, yeah.
They put on a lot of special shows and movie theaters.
Yeah, they do.
Tomorrow only, they are doing The Exorcist, the extended cut.
What?
One night only, September 30th. You can go on their website, fathomevents.com. And you'll see the movie, of course, but then also has, after the movie, has interviews with the cast. They won't be there. They can't be at every single theater at the same time, but they'll be there.
Yeah.
They'll also show you behind the scenes footage that has never been seen before.
Ooh, I'm excited right now.
And not promising anything, but we may have somebody visiting us tomorrow from the movie.
Wow.
Oh man, I'm really gonna need to bring those rosary beads.
Give you a little hint.
What?
When Ashley Bell came here, you brought your rosary beads.
Yeah.
Because you thought, I don't know what you thought she was gonna do in the movie, or head spin or whatever.
The phone or something.
Spit pea soup.
Something like that.
Talking a voice like this. When that happens,
yeah.
That wasn't Ashley Bell. But when it does happen, it's probably tomorrow's guest.
All right, I'm cool. I'm not scared, but I'm
probably know who it is
it.
Now too.
Yeah, right.
So that's it for today. Before we go, however, let me give thanks again to Adam Kubert for coming in. Also to Ed Martinez. I have Ed's Facebook page, and I'll have a link as soon as the show is over for the Academy. Also, the Academy of Cosmetic Arts.com. I'll have it up there on geekspeakradioshow.com. Also, the link to Adam Kubert, well, his dad's school, and also happens to be their alma mater because he went to school there. How cool mm-hmm. is that? You go yeah. to school with your name on it. And they never got beat up either for it.
Nope.
I know only one person, not personally, but only one person that went through that also. And you know him. His name's Steve Young. He went to BYU. His great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Brigham Young. That he went to the school with his last name on it.
Crazy.
Adam's school, where his dad, Joe Kubert, School of Cartoon and Graphic Art in New York. And again, all links, Facebook, everything is on geekspeakradioshow.com. Now, tomorrow, like I said, not going to promise anything. May have or may not. There may be some scheduling conflicts. So if not, then we'll talk amongst ourselves. Or maybe Damien has some surprises for us because, like you said, he's catching some Z's, trying to wake him mm-hmm. up, start doing your job. Book some people.
Especially for Halloween.
We'll book you guys tomorrow. Come back here. We'll talk to you then. Bye.